Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Judith Miriam Boneski, a contemplative nun of the Monastery of Our Lady of Rosary in Summit, New Jersey. The title of her preaching is Divine Courtesy.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. After leaving the synagogue, Jesus entered Simon's house. Now Simon's mother-in-law was suffering from a high fever, and they asked him about her. Then he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. Immediately she got up and began to serve them. As the sun was setting, all those who had any who were sick with various kinds of diseases brought them to him, and he laid his hands on each of them and cured them. Demons also came out of many, shouting, "You are the Son of God." But he rebuked them and would not allow them to speak, because they knew that he was the Messiah. At daybreak he departed and went into a deserted place, and the crowds were looking for him. And when they reached him, they wanted to prevent him from leaving them. But he said to them, "I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God to the other cities also, for I was sent for this purpose." So he continued proclaiming the message in the synagogues of Judea. The healing of Simon's mother-in-law is a favorite story for me. Jesus stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. Immediately she got up and began to serve them. I love this detail of how she responded with hospitality, a value highly cherished in the Middle East and exercised with an intensity uncomfortable to us in the West. Of course, Jesus was always the most honored guest in her house, and the gift of healing would have doubled the fuss she made over him. As the account continues, Jesus shows that same hospitality to the sick. Chances are we have a romantic view of the scene, Jesus as the divine physician, waiting as the patients line up in a neat row for their cure. I am sure it was pretty chaotic, desperately ill men and women and children, joined by their families and friends, pushing and jostling each other to reach Jesus. Add to that the shouting of the released demons, and Jesus shouting them down. He laid his hands on each of them and cured them. But I also like to think that the peace of Jesus radiated out to the waiting sick and their companions. When we think of the virtue of hospitality, several words may come to mind: welcome, courtesy, graciousness. Stories of people meeting great figures usually describe that encounter as, "He looked me in the eye and spoke to me as if I were the only person in the room." We can multiply that to infinity in imagining what the gaze of Jesus upon those whom he met and healed felt like. We receive that same loving gaze. As his disciples, we are called to that same gracious acknowledgement of the other as worthy of our attention, worthy of our love and care. Each day presents opportunities, what we call, let's admit it, interruptions or inconveniences, for us to exercise that divine courtesy and bestow that gaze of Jesus upon our brothers and sisters. So, let us go and proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God to them.
Thank you.